This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media and podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the You Know What, Dude podcast. I'm back in studio, not on fucking Corona Zoom, even though last week's episode with Paul Verzi was pretty fantastic. Made me just want to stay home and fuck the city. But I'm not going to do that. I came in, and I'm in the city, and I'm in the studio with new Nikki. She's wearing some weird yoga pants. I don't know if she has regular jeans. I don't know what her outfits are. I think she's a gymnast. She teaches gymnastics during the day to Puerto Ricans and Jewish kids in the Upper East West Side. And we got, of course, Joe's here. What else we got? Please, make sure you subscribe and hit that button. I know. Oh, is it such a big fucking deal? No, just hit the subscribe button. Do me a favor. You're watching this for fucking Zanata. But if you want to watch the unedited version with the extra fucking couple minutes that we put up on Patreon, the one that YouTube won't let us put up or they'll fucking douche us. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Again, that's Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. The price of an almond latte and a breve latte, you can have shitloads of content every goddamn week for a month. There you go. Go there and comicwearables.com. Go there and get some gear and use code word ladybugs. Get 20% off. I'm so excited because you've never been on my show.
Never. I'm excited.
I mean, this is the best when I have somebody who's never been on,
yeah,
who I've known. We've done one show together.
We did.
But we're side friends. And Nicole, introduce our guest.
We have Steve Ranazzisi here.
From?
The League, stand-up, everything.
Yes.
L.A. and New York, all
yeah.
over the place.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we've known each other for a while.
By the way, do you remember that show that we did?
Vegas.
Yeah, we did. The Playboy comedy show, which was so much fucking fun, that thing.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
I didn't think... No.
Oh, no.
This is a good one for you.
Oh, really?
I've done Vegas so many times, and I didn't think you were going to be good.
Oh, really?
I didn't think you were going to be good, dude. I really did. And okay. I was like, all right, fucking, I don't know, a Court.
Court hooked it up.
Yeah, Court was like, all right, I'm going to have him go up. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right, listen. I don't want him going up there for 45 fucking minutes. How much time is he? He's like, no, dude, he's going to do a half hour or whatever the fuck
you
did. And you went up. And you fucking murdered. And I was like, oh, shit. My brain was in another position. And then you were killing it. So I had to step outside and recalibrate. Oh, this guy's actually fucking funny. I thought you were going to be some...
Yeah, L.A. comedian, probably.
I don't know, actor.
I mean, yeah, actor. I never, yes. You know, yeah, no, I get that.
I was naive.
Yes.
And then you went
I knew exactly what you thought you were getting.
Dude, you did. You went up and you were fucking great. And they were loving you, and I was like, fuck!
Yeah, I know. When you think you're going to get a fucking walk in the park, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit, we gotta go to work.
I thought especially I was going to dig myself out of a hole.
Yeah, no.
Because I've done that at that club.
Yeah.
I love Court.
Court was very good to me during those days. It was like he had that, it was almost weekly, I think, he had to do it. So I was going out there like 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. And just, you know, middling and that, you know, having fun for the weekend. So I was comfortable there in whatever that room was, you know. It's not easy to
the Palms.
Fucking big. Yeah.
It was in the Palms. It was usually in the showcase room.
Yeah, where the piano
was.
And
they had us in a ballroom down the hall. But usually when I was there, though, I'll, look, I'm going to be honest. I love Court and that other dude.
Yeah.
I forget the other guy. They were
Paul Hughes.
Paul Hughes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to me. But they would go up and do so much time, and they would have Playboy people, and they'd have some comic, and it was a nightmare for me.
Yeah, and by the time you got up there, it was like, we got to, yeah.
You had to just step on that. You had to fucking just,
because
like,
to begin with, nobody pays attention there. I mean, I find Miami and Vegas, it's like, unless you're shining something in their face,
yeah,
they know in their mind,
yeah,
there's something going on that we're missing out. There's something better that we could be doing.
Yeah.
You know, all the price, the money we could be doing, yeah, spending. And it sucks because you have to like fucking yell at them to get their attention.
Yeah, it's changing though, because
I haven't been there in a long time or performed there in a while.
They're actually doing real comedy shows there for so long. And here's another thing. They got a comedy community.
Yeah.
They actually have comics in Las Vegas who are funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was doing that,
uh-huh,
there was no comedy scene in Vegas, really.
Yep.
You had Beecher's Madhouse, which was a fucking, yeah, nightmare, but awesome if you could do well, right?
Yeah.
And if you love blowjobs, then meeting famous people.
And then they had
the Palms.
The Palms. And that's why I was like, and before the Palms, it was like either you could sell 1,200 tickets and do like the Mirage.
Right.
Or you did the Riv. The Riv.
Yeah.
And you were there for 14 shows, 7 days. I mean, that room, talk about like, they didn't even give a fuck who you were, what if you were funny. At 8:30, that light went on, the music started, you better walk to that stage. And at like whatever time, not 9:01, I mean, if it was, didn't matter, Rogan was in the middle of a fucking tiger bit, the lights come on, the fucking music happens, everyone's out the door, get back to the tables.
Vegas, back in the original days, they were still running it. The show ends at this time. Get the fuck
get
off.
Get out, dude.
We want them back in that room gambling.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck about this. Is
your art or any of that shit.
This,
dude,
is to mind fuck them.
Yes.
And to think that they got something else for, yeah, them, but they didn't. Go spend, you just spent $20 on this. It was a $60 ticket. We gave it to you for $20 for free. Now go spend $1,000.
Did you hear what he used to do at the Riv?
What?
The door guy at the Comedy Store, Harris Petey, had been doing the Riv for probably 20 years since,
right,
what's his name, was booking it. And so he would find out the week before the drink ticket colors. You know, like they would give you those drink tickets?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Those coupons?
Yeah, yeah.
He would find out the color for the next week, go out and print out like all his own things, and then just sit there at the bar and print out tickets. So me and Ari, that's how we did it for years. We'd go there with our own drink tickets,
right,
so we didn't have to spend money on, you know, the fucking,
well,
drinks.
Well, because people don't understand, now you get treated good in Vegas. Now
I'm sure.
Clubs.
Because the clubs now, that's what you're saying, go back to your point, like there's the Cellar now, there's, yeah, the Last Factory. There's a couple comedy clubs that are, yeah, doing like building something. I mean, I don't know if they're doing open mic. I'm sure they are at some point.
Yeah, no, they have Dirty at 12:30.
Yeah, so it's like you're getting a vibe, and you're training, yeah, audience members. Like, you're going to have to sit there and listen and pay attention for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, they're used to seeing good comics locally,
yeah,
which is good. But yeah, the Riv, people don't understand. You were treated like an employee. When you're a comedian, you're the motherfucker.
Yeah.
When you're at the Riv,
dude,
any of those, Harris.
You ate at the where the dealers eat. I've never been so depressed. Like, yeah, that was like, people talk about like, is the road tough now? I'm like, no, dude, I ate at the Riv in the cafeteria,
dude,
with the tube TVs when like nobody had tube TVs.
Yeah.
You had to bring the tray out. They,
dude,
slopped it on.
You got a card.
Yes.
You scanned and you went downstairs and you sat with two Asian blackjack dealers eating fucking like chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
At 3:30 in the morning with chocolate milk.
Taking their teeth out. Dude, and you were allowed to eat the buffet from like midnight to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That was like when they would let you go into like the normal people area.
Ah, dude, it was...
Yeah, it was horrible.
And Keith is downstairs, Keith Robinson.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it with him, he was at the Harris at the,
uh-huh,
Improv. That was 2 weeks.
Oh,
you had to do,
God,
2 weeks, 16 shows a week.
I never drove so fast back to L.A. than I did that. The second show on
yeah,
good night, thank you. And I was at that fake Prim Nevada by the time the headliner got off. I was fucking out of there.
Dude, it was devastating. I've never seen Keith Robinson more defeated and broken than when I showed up his second week in Vegas. He was there for his second week, and he was just like, yo. He was like looking into his hands.
Oh, God.
Like in my room, just like, yeah, man, I don't know if I can do it. Like trying to get his blood back into, he was dying.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was fucking bad. And the time, there was no accolade. There was no, you had to sell Riviera merch.
Yeah, you had to go outside and like, yeah.
Yeah, before you had merch. Nobody had merch.
Yeah.
You couldn't afford to go to a company and have shit shipped to you.
No, that was it. I was selling shit for the Riviera.
Oh, my God.
Only.
That was crazy. Yeah, it was bad. But now.
But then the Palms, then we, you know, that was fun. That was like changed. Because it was just the weekend. It felt you.
Yeah.
They treated you nicely. You kind of felt like.
You were on the league then, too, right?
No. When I first did that. When I was working
were
with
you done?
I was doing like, no. It was way before that. It was like.
Did you not? You weren't on the league then?
No. So the league started in 2009. We did that in like 2007, 8.
You're fucking making me sad.
Yeah, I know.
What were you on, though? I knew you were on something.
Punked, maybe?
Yes!
That's my.
You motherfucker!
Yeah, dude, that was 2003 I did that.
Dude.
And then, which I know. I know.
Dude, Punked was the original Jackass, right? Or was Jackass?
No, Jackass.
Jackass
talking
first?
About Jackass. No, Punked was before Jackass.
Right.
But Jackass was so much better than Punked and different than Punked. Dude, Punk
was good.
Punked, when they had the right formula, it was good. Sometimes it was just like, some of the shit we did was just like mean. And let me tell you, I love mean shit, but like with no like we punked A-Rod one time, right?
Yeah.
And it never came out, but like, we had no, like, the plan was, like, I was a waiter. He was about to get traded from Boston.
Yeah.
To Boston from the Texas Rangers. Remember, it was like, it's a done deal.
They were about to, yeah.
He's going to the Red Sox. So I was going to play, I played a waiter that was, like, not psyched about him. I was from Boston, and I was like, I'm not psyched you're coming here. I'd rather have, you know, Derek Jeter, anyone else. And that was the whole, like, they didn't give me, like, just be mean to him till he snaps. That was essentially like, it wasn't like, we're going to take his furniture, spit.
Is that towards the end of it?
Or
that,
yes, towards the end.
That's when they were just like lazy.
Yeah, they were just like, dude, we got someone out there. Just go fucking rile him up and see what he does. And of course he snapped.
What'd he do?
Well, I pulled the clubber Lang on him. I went over and brought the check to his wife and said, look, I understand he's a millionaire or whatever, but like, if you ever want to get with a winner, a real man, I'm something to be. And I put my phone number in the thing. And he fucking stood up. And dude, he came right at, as anyone would.
He's a big boy.
And I just started yelling. I'm like, you're on Punked. You're on Punked. And
Ash oh, you
was
quit?
Like, no, dude. What's good? Take him around the car. I go, no, bro. This is over.
Pulled the ripcord?
Yeah. I'm a dying for MTV's fucking Viacom 3.
How great would it be if the story, though, he beat the you got dude, the shit together.
That was the that was the next thing if I didn't say what I said. You know?
Really? You couldn't have ran around the table?
Dude, I mean, he would have killed me.
Dude,
he would have killed me. It was a private party, only like his age. Like it was one of those things where he would have killed me, and they would have had like the show would have been them covering up the fact that he murdered me. You know what I'm saying? It was Wild West.
You know that, right?
You did,
dude. I did a Punked.
Who'd you do?
Dane.
Oh, really?
And he wouldn't let him air it.
That happened a couple times. Because that's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened, but like, was it just flat out mean? It might have been mean. Like, some of them were just mean. And I liked a lot of, like, the Justin Timberlake one.
Yeah.
Like, the first year, the Dax ones were really, really great because they were, like, scenarios and shit. They thought about, like, crazy shit.
It's a
not
good
just,
show, man.
It was. But Jackass, dude.
Justin Timberlake?
Dude, that's when, yeah. When
that was a great one.
He's crying. Like, that's when it.
Man, it was so fucking good.
Dude, they would just try to jam as many as they could in there.
I really like Punk, but yeah, they had us. They called me up. It was right at his peak.
Uh-huh.
And right after Torgasm, and they called me up, and they went over it, and we came up with the... It was weird because I thought they would have something.
Yeah.
And they were like, what do you think? And I'm like...
I know.
I don't know. Fuck. And then we came up with this idea about a magician who was a thief. And he steals my watch. And they hired a real magician or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, whatever. So we had to go out to eat. And I had to take him to this, you know. And Dane's eats like five things.
Yeah.
He eats like fucking, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Quiznos, and pizza.
Uh-huh.
He's one of those famous motherfuckers that, you know, those.
Yeah.
They only eat this.
Yep.
You want to go get some? No, I don't. I go to five places. And I was like, dude, let's go to this fucking trendy horse shit.
Yeah, restaurant.
Some bar. I don't drink.
Yep.
Some place. You got to get them over there. And I was like, guys, this fucking place, we'd never go there.
Yeah.
Do it at Fogo de Chao.
Yeah.
That's one of the places he goes.
Yep.
And whatever. We did it there. And as we're walking, there's just some black dude in front of a storefront with a table. I was like, these dudes don't care about this show no more.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, man.
And he was like, yo, yo, yo. I was like, I don't know. Well, I had to get him in. I told him that my wife was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And he was, I felt bad because he was all excited because I didn't, I had to, dude, I got to talk to you. I got to really.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, Dawn's pregnant. And he's like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking and he's like, all right, let's get the fuck out of it. Why are we here?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know. And it kind of was, then we walked by. I was, yo, can you? And we did this thing and he took my watch and the cops came.
That comes out with a table right there. I'm just going to do magic on the streets of LA outside this fucking restaurant.
Well, I wound up.
What the fuck?
He took my Breitling, right?
Yeah.
And I wound up calling the cops. The cops come and they arrest this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're about to, I'm going to flip out. So then I think they arrest. I don't even know what bullshit happened. And then they were like, I felt bad too because Dane was about to, you know, be silly.
He was?
He was about to be like, yo, man, you know, that
Yo,
man.
Yeah.
You, Bobby, chill out.
Yeah.
You got to stop, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was about to be, you know, I love you, brother, you know, that shit.
Yeah.
You got to stop, man. You can't go back to jail, dude. You know, that weird shit. And he never did. And they you need his release.
Yeah, that's what happened to Avery.
I would love to see it now because I wonder if it was actually funny.
I mean,
it might have not been.
They had to cut it together, and if they're not gonna, if he won't get the release, there's nothing to do. They got to rip the film up right there. That's what happened.
Oh, you have to rip it up.
You got to like. That's what. Yeah, A-Rod was worried that like the shit that he said was gonna get like someone's gonna edit it at SportsCenter, and then it's gonna blow his fucking deal to
this white motherfucker.
Yeah, what? You know, it's like who? No one fucking needs that. And my point, like, you would never. They were the mean ones were good.
Yeah.
I mean, the mean ones were never as funny as the ones that just, like, people were, like, Justin Timberlake. That were just, like...
But I don't understand. Like, you're just a comedian, and they... Who is this?
Dude, that's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best one.
Yeah, because...
The taxes, right?
I did that. I did a great one. I did Tracy Morgan. And, like, he believed that his cars were being taken. And he believed... Like, when you have someone... Like, he was so fixated,
when
we towed his car.
That was a good one, too.
Yes, because he was truly
bring
invested
up Tracy
in
Morgan,
that one.
Yeah, bring up... Dude, that one
was, like, one that... That was my first one ever.
He was going to hurt... He was going to jail.
Oh, yeah, dude. And his friends... Like, only one of his friends was knew that this was going on. The other ones were like, you're not taking shit to anywhere.
Man.
And I was like, whoa. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm on TV. Like, no one's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they don't know... No one knows they're on TV. Like, this shit can go fucking crazy right now. Someone can punch me in the face.
Yeah, this is, you could get fucking beat
up. And what's going to happen?
Or, here's the problem. The way I look at it, too, is one of these guys could just take out a fucking gun and shoot you.
Yeah.
Stab you.
Yes.
Not knowing this camera's around.
Exactly.
Because that was before cell phone cameras.
Much,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were around a little bit, but not crazy.
Yeah, but not like they are now.
Not now. So one dude could just beat the shit out of you, give you a nice stab. And you're like, dude, there's 19 cameras just...
For $575.
No.
That's what they were. That's what you got paid.
You got paid what?
You got paid per day you worked. Like, Craig Kilborn that night, I would have doubled my money. Let's just put it that way.
I can't.
You got whatever the basic rate for, you know...
Fucking Justin.
After a minimum day.
Did Justin hook you up at all?
Nobody. I mean, no, that was Ashton you're talking about.
Whatever the fuck is
that? Yeah, they take you to like nice restaurants once in a while and stuff like that.
Famous people suck.
I mean, it was like a thing where you just like, no one's ever put me on TV before, so fuck
it. I get it. VH1 talking heads.
I know. That's
we're exposing you.
Exactly.
To a bunch of idiots. Fuck. I knew I was a piece of shit when I said no to them. And that next week, and who was on it? The makeup guy.
Yeah.
Who did my makeup
yep.
was like,
he's
I think Christine Aguilera is crazy.
Yeah. And by the way, they love him.
He was way better than me.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
He was way funnier than me.
There are people that could do it. Like, do you ever go on Chelsea? I never did Chelsea, but like, I would watch people and they would just like, it was constant talking. And I was like, I just want to go on there once and say nothing for the whole half hour.
Yeah.
I want to see if I could just say literally nothing.
Yeah.
Because people just fucking talk about the, you know, pop culture, that shit.
Yeah, no, I did Tough Crowd.
That's like Friends, though.
Tough Crowd was fucking stressful, though, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You think Tough Crowd, like, if you were going to, like, if Rogan called you tomorrow to do Rogan, would that be the same amount of nerves as, like, the way Tough Crowd was back then?
No, because I like Rogan. I've known Rogan for a long time. And, no, I can sit down and talk to Rogan.
Yeah.
Because he's not them.
Yeah.
You understand? Patrice.
What were those?
Listen,
guys?
Rogan doesn't bust balls.
Yeah.
Rogan will fucking talk to you and listen to you and joke with you and have fun with you.
Yeah.
But he's not going to go, dude, nice shirt, pussy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I just walked downstairs and saw Rosebud's sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Keith, I think, made fun of her. I think she's quitting comedy. I swear to God. I was like, you fucking Mork from Ork. I mean, we were smashing her. I mean, smashing her husband. I mean,
Whoa, my God.
Tough Crowd was tough because you're on there with Greg Giraldo, who is a fucking zipper quick.
Yeah.
Norton and Patrice and Keith and Voss and of course Colin. And they're just so good at that. You know? And it was stressful, man. It was like going on Opie and Anthony. Going on Opie and Anthony, I would actually pray to God.
That would seem more nervous. I would be
nervous. I mean, legitimately.
Because that's live, right? Because, I mean, like, if you did a joke and it didn't go well, it bombed, whatever. Yeah, you get the laughs of that, whatever. But, like, if it went really poorly and no one, like, they could probably cut it out.
Dude,
but, like, Opie and Anthony, if you just throw it out there.
Opie and Anthony wasn't being, they were just trying to attack you.
Yeah.
As soon as you walked in.
Yeah.
They were like, fucking shut up, stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even kidding you. I've prayed to God. I've got on my knees and said, please. please help me.
Yeah, get me out.
Because I was so afraid.
Yeah, dude.
Of going on with like Patrice and all those guys, and because you have to learn to take a hit. You know, that's what I say to people. If you can't take a hit, you shouldn't give a hit. No. If you can't take somebody fucking with you, you shouldn't fuck with people. And at that time, you know, it would hurt. It would hurt my feelings. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, dude, I've thrown clothes out because of them.
You changed your own style because of them?
Dude, I stopped.
Rethought things, right?
Yeah, dude. Like Rosebud's never going to wear that sweater here again.
What does it look like?
It's garbage. It's garbage. But, you know, dude, it's fucking terrible. She looks like Mindy from Morkmore. But it's, you know, I used to be scared of that shit. So going on those shows, they, you know, like going on Rogan. It looks like a fun time, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, you get to pontificate. But it's weird, too, because he goes from fucking, you know, the guy who cured AIDS.
Yeah, to
Ari.
Ari's balls with the glasses on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the great thing about the show. But, like, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like, you can go off on a tangent and kind of think about things on Rogan, whereas, like, with those guys, I'm sure if you like had an idea and you floated it out there and it wasn't like
they wouldn't let you have an idea.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, they don't put you over.
You moron. What would you think about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you dummy.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, they wouldn't let you get over.
Yeah.
They'd let a stranger come in and get over. Like if you came on the show and you were on the league, they'd let you come in. They wouldn't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But if I was like, hey man, shut up. Or if like Norton says something, if you fuck up a word, that was the worst.
Oh god.
If you fucked up a word, like what did you say?
I thought,
and then you.
I can't even get it out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was
paralyzing fear, though. But what does it prepare you for?
It was paralyzing. I mean, it prepares you
for.
It prepared me
something.
It prepared me. It did prepare me for social media.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not that guy. Like, there's people that like Luis Gomez is emotionally disconnected from. He has no empathy, or he's not connected emotionally to. These people.
Yeah.
He can say anything and you can say anything back and it doesn't
affect him at all.
It does not. I am connected. I've spent years in therapy to reconnect my emotions.
Yeah, you have humanity inside you.
Which was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Like I shouldn't have done that.
Softer.
I shouldn't have had a kid. I should have never got married.
No.
And I would be way happier.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd just be on fucking Twitter going, oh, you fucking sissy. You know, yeah, I'm fat. Your mother's a cunt.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Wouldn't care. You deflect, go right back at him. I know. I don't even engage, dude.
Yeah,
I have a Twitter account, but I'm not even. I haven't been on it in 3 years. I don't even look.
I
at
do
it.
Too. I don't really. I look at it once in a while. I post shit and not look.
Yeah,
you know. But the I remember, like these type of things. I remember seeing you on that. I forgot that you were on that. I forgot that's what made you famous.
Ever, yeah,
because you. You were actually, like, we were doing, at that time, we were here doing, like, Tough Crowd and Opie and Anthony, and you guys were out there fucking getting on TV.
Yeah.
And, which, I remember you on that, and then, from that, you got on The League, right?
Well, I did a couple sitcoms that, one of them went for, like, a year.
What was it?
It was called Big Day.
I love these things, though. This is what I love about, people don't understand that these shows, I did one called Adrenaline Run. Never made it. I've done a bunch of these little pilots that never made it.
You did the FX stuff. We kind of crossed paths for a couple of years on the FX stuff when you were doing
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah, yeah. I think we had. Did you ever go to those bowling parties? Those fucking bowling parties, right? Did you ever do that?
Explain
so we must have
is.
Crossed.
Explain
yeah.
What it is. Tell
so
what it is.
Yeah. So then, like, eventually, I got on the league. Yeah. And so FX was really not.
How did you book the league? What?
So it was. I had auditioned for many times for this casting director, and so she was like, "I have this fantasy." I just done Mall Cop, and she cast me in that. Right. And she goes, "I have this fantasy football show. It's an improvised show. I know you love football. I'll bring you in for your great improviser." I go, "Great." So I went in and I read. You know, you didn't read. There was nothing to read. I just improvised with the creators.
No shit.
And they had me in mind for one role, and I left. And then they came back. They said, "Would you mind doing this other role?" And I read with the woman that played my wife on the show. And we just improvised like a quick thing. And then they were like, it was that quick. They were like, "We want you to do it."
Really?
Yeah. And I had this other kind of movie that
FX,
I was up for.
FX?
FX had nothing. Like, they were, everything I'd done up to that point was like, "Hey, they're going to send you to the studio to test. Then they're going to send you to the network."
Oh, it's the worst.
You had to roll yourself out in front of them and, like, you know, do the whole. And then you leave, and then one guy goes like this, and, you know, they judge you.
I had one guy at Sony. I had to do that big rollout.
Yeah.
Go in front of the execs. And one guy at Sony, I didn't get the role of Bobby Kelly, Dane's best friend.
What happened? Someone else got the fucking role?
He said,
"Dude,
he said, you know the nerd from Grandma's Boy?"
Yeah,
he got it.
Oh my god!
They said, "Dan, what is it? Because he's bald," and he was like, "We like hair at Sony."
Oh boy!
It was because I was bald.
Yeah, dude,
I was bald. They didn't like. They wanted a. They like hair. The guy.
Yeah.
Just liked hair.
That's how it is.
I didn't book me.
Yep.
I mean, literally, the shit that was in the script, I've said.
Yep. And you didn't even make it. They had another round. They brought Bobby Kelly's to the network, and you weren't even there at the network.
I was at the network.
Oh, you did go there. I thought first step. They were
that
like,
was,
they weeded
that
out
was
some
the
people
final
oh
step.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was the final step.
Yeah, but FX was like, I don't know how your experience was, but like, they were like, "We want you to do the show." And I was like, "All right, great, I'll do it." I never had to like go read for any. I never met anyone at FX until the premiere at the end of the first season. And then after we started getting picked up, they started doing these upfront things where their version of like kind of like, "Hey, let's have the TV shows meet the advertisers in a kind of non-weird way." So they rented out this bowling alley
on the west side. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we would go there once a year. They'd fly everyone out. And,
I actually just took a car from my house.
Yeah.
I lived on 47th Street. It was on 42nd Street.
Dude, they flew us all out. They put us up at the hotel Trump down there, and then they would, you know, we'd have party. We'd do the bowling party.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a
thing. It was a weird thing, but it was kind of like, you know, it was a cool way to kind of see the other shows. Like, I got to hang out with a couple of the Sons of Anarchy guys because we just did those things 3 years for. Yeah. So like Theo Rossi and I became friends, and so it, you know, just through those.
I'm so awkward.
Oh, me too, dude.
I remember I met the who are the twins. The
Lucas
black dude.
Brothers?
Lucas Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, they had a show, right?
And what's his name? The Afro dude, black dude, crazy, had his own show with
Donald Glover?
No.
No, because he is. I'm thinking of FX people.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. He wasn't on. He was there. He was, you know, the weird guy, had an interstitial with. No, not Reggie Watts. He had interstitial with
Kumail Bell.
This is the best. It's just,
dude, I'm just, this is borderline racist now. We're getting to like just name
it. February 1st,
yeah, I know.
Is
that's true. Right. I'm trying.
Come on,
who you think
with Hannibal Buress? Had a show with Hannibal Buress. He was
Eric
the host.
Andre.
Eric Andre.
Oh my god.
Was there? He's a black dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Half, I think. Yeah.
Well, me too. I don't know if you can make that choice. I don't think we can do that anymore. Dude, we fucking. I remember he was there. I was so excited to meet both all those guys.
Yeah.
And then Louis Anderson was there, so I'm hanging with Dennis Leary. Louis Anderson goes in and starts laying into Leary. Just roasting him. Ah, look at Dennis. So skinny. I was dying.
Yeah, dude.
Because nobody does that to Dennis.
Yeah.
And he was just taking it because it's fucking Louis. Yeah, and then and all these industry people, all these, you're sitting there bowling with these people, and you don't know who the fuck they are.
Dude, I remember seeing Louis when Louis had a show. Like, it was because his cast was just him.
Louis was there.
Louis was the only guy there. And I'm like, because they even make like a bowling team. It was like Louis and like 10 executives because Louis was the only guy from the show.
What a weird.
I know. Crazy.
What a weird business we're in.
I know.
That
bowling.
That we have to go. I mean, what the
they gave
fuck?
Us the I still have the jerseys with the fucking league on the back. Remember they gave us like the shirts and stuff they wanted us to wear?
No, I did it at the probably a few years in when they. I'm always the guy that I'm a swag killer.
Yeah. Oh, really? Why?
Oh, dude, anytime they'll have like a festival or some type of thing like that and they come out with a great swag and then 4 years in, they're like, yeah, we don't need to do that anymore. It's a waste of money. We don't have the money for that.
That's
when I come in. That's because of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because of me. I remember Leary's Boston Comics Come Home.
Mm-hmm.
They would give away like a $500 Apple card every year.
Yeah. What happened the year you did it?
I think we got a Sundries bag.
And a Quiznos $15 because
nice,
put them in?
I'll tell you, it was a nice Sundries bag,
Damn. But
it was too big. It was like this big.
Dude.
And it's like, dude, no, I have a deodorant, a razor, and a toothbrush.
No, I did a couple of those network shows where they were like the upfronts in New York. They would bring out like lobsters and stuff.
Oh,
like
that. There's
so much money they just kept throwing away. I was like, oh my God. That's when they had tons of money.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
FX, man, but FX, you got to think back then, right? FX.
They were smart. They still are.
I think I ended FX.
What?
I mean, I ended it.
What, the party or the whole network?
I mean, they got good shows, but they're not. Dude, they had fucking The Shield, Rescue Me, Sons of Anarchy, The League, Always Sunny. What was Louis?
Yeah, Louis was great.
I mean, dude, think about that network. How powerful!
I mean, yeah, it was like there was no Netflix then.
Nobody was. It took over HBO.
It really did. Like for a while, they never got nominated for anything. They tried hard.
No, dude, Louis won 5 fucking Emmys.
Yeah, until he came over, and there was
he was
like the critical darling. So
critical darling. I mean, Rescue Me should have won Emmys
all the time.
Shield.
The Shield was like before The Sopranos.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fucking... I mean, it's still a great network.
Yeah.
But I remember when they brought us to those upfronts in L.A. at that hotel in Pasadena.
Oh, the Langham, yeah. The Langham Hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You go in, it's all the press.
Yeah.
And the sad part is...
They're terrible.
Is that John Corbett walked by, and I got out of my car, and I just... You were walking through, and you heard this. Ready? And the guy went, big fan.
Bro, I did the red carpet one time with Timothy Olyphant. You've never.
Oh, I love him.
I felt so ugly. I look like a gargoyle next to Timothy Olyphant. Dude, he is so
you look like
looking.
His,
oh,
his
my
weird
God.
Brother.
Dude, and I'm not even like terrible looking, but like next to him, you look disgusting. Like
he's such a good looking dude.
Such a fucking good looking guy.
They're bringing it back.
Are they really?
Justified's coming back.
Dude, I love Justified.
He's the shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I did. I remember Dane had me in his movie, not to bring him up again. Apologize. But whatever the movie was, I was in it for a quick hot minute, hot second, right? And I went to the red carpet. And I was like, we're waiting back. I don't want to go yet. We're going to let everybody go. And then we go. And we'll just be us on the red carpet. We'll take over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a kid. I was like, you tell them who we are. You tell them, he's Torgas, you be our PR
guy.
Yeah,
go for it.
And it was Jay Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He's going, cool, cool. You know, Jay's great for that shit.
Right.
So we get on the red carpet. Everybody's already in. They're like, this is Robert Kelly, Dane's friend. He's in the movie. He's fucking Torgas. And they start going over here. All of a sudden, some lady goes, you need to go. What?
Oh,
fucking Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy had the same idea. He waited until everybody
Everyone's gone.
Dude, it sounded like fireworks. They shuffled us off that fucking red carpet. Like we were homeless people,
dude. We had the one year I did that ABC show. It was at some fucking hotel in New York City, and they had like booths. We were all like pharmaceutical reps. We each show had a booth,
right.
And the advertisers would walk around, right? Our booth was right next to Grey's Anatomy, which was like in its fourth or fifth season.
Oof.
So the line to meet those people. I mean, we could have sat there with our dicks out, our tits out, fingering ourselves. Nobody knew. No one cared. Yeah. Nothing. No one even gave a shit. That we were there.
That was when we did the sex and drugs second year. We did the Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
And I'm walking, and we had a couple people, whatever.
Yeah,
but we're walking through the thing, and I see this line, and I followed it for 3.5 blocks.
What was it to?
Impractical Jokers. They had to rent a storefront. They had to rent a fucking storefront to put their shit in because there was so many people to see those fucking guys.
I know.
Dude, I think 6 people said, hey, love the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird thing, man. I mean, you were on FX for how many years?
7.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Syndication?
Not really. I mean, it's on streaming, so they never really aired again on the actual network.
It's so weird that we were there,
Hulu,
too.
I think.
They went from, the ratings changed, so it went to 3 million viewers to...
Yeah.
+7, +9.
I don't know what any of that stuff meant.
Maybe somebody recorded it and watched it 3 days, 7 days.
+7. That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was
some
like,
shit.
Yeah, it's like whoever we give it from the original air date +7 days, and whoever watches it on their DVRs, that counts towards the.
Now you, how many viewership. Episodes did you shoot? 13 a year.
We did 13. Yeah.
So 13, and yeah. You did 7 years.
Yeah.
So you got a bump every year.
Yeah.
So by the end, you were fucking nice.
We did nice.
You did nice.
We did nice the last 13. Yeah. Because we only signed to do 7 or 6 years. So we did the whole Friends negotiation where we all just did it together.
No way.
Yeah. And we just said one for all for one.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It
didn't work for Friends, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they paid you what you wanted.
Yeah, for the 7th and final season, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, we went. I remember when they went to the second season. People don't know this, but you legally or in your contract, every year they have to bump you up.
Yeah,
a certain amount of like 5% or something like that.
That's the minimum. But it, like if you're going from like year 5 to 6, it's pretty big because at that point, it's kind of successful, so they can afford it.
Because it's life changing.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you're going from 500 an episode.
$500. I'm working at the Comedy Store at night.
Doing what?
Selling tickets.
No shit.
Meeting people. That's where I worked, doing Punks during the day. People were coming at night. They're like, aren't you the guy from fucking Punked?
Oh.
And I'm in the cover booth, dude, selling tickets. Oy, people don't, can't, they were like, you're supposed to be famous. You're a famous person. I see you on television.
They don't get
And I'm
it.
Like, I made less than fucking homeless people begging in the right corner in Beverly Hills today. Like $500 after taxes, my agents and managers. You know, out of 500, you're going to take money? 500? Where's the bottom? If I go on Social Security, you're going to take fucking 10%.
Oh, they'll take their fucking
10%. It doesn't matter, dude.
Dude, what did you do? We told you where your gig was this weekend. What?
Bro, I was so happy when I got passed at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I got my first check for $15, a paid spot.
Yeah.
And I was so happy I got to keep all of it. I go, they're not going to take my manager and agents aren't going to take 10% of this, too. I get to keep the whole $15 fucking dollars.
Fucking.
That's how they beat you down so badly.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Think eating at the dealers at the Riv is a fucking is a treat. You're like, at least I'm on the road.
At least you're away from those fucking sharks.
Oh, God.
So, but then you go from that. You book this gig on site, and there's nothing better than booking something like that.
The
process of getting a show is so taxing, and so it's like when you get to play the Mega Millions, and then we didn't get a winner, and you get to play again.
Yeah.
And you get to play again.
And the first 3 numbers come up the same that you have, and you're like, the 4th number's different. You're like, fuck.
Your analogy's way better than mine. My analogy sucked.
No, I think your analogy was
thanks
fine.
Thanks for punching up my analogy.
But can I ask you a question, though? I mean, would you do it again? I mean, I don't think I would. Like, I couldn't audition the way I used to audition for shit. I don't think I have it in me, like the skin anymore, to be like, to either not snap it back at someone and be like, you know what?
I don't know.
You're going to have a great video of me being like, go fuck yourself. I'm done with everybody in this business.
Yeah.
I'll run a sandwich shop and be just as fucking happy.
What are you, Joe DeRosa?
I mean, literally. I I envy Joe. Like, Joe, I look at him now and I go,
shut the fuck up.
I'm being serious. I look at him now and I go, the guy's got everything. I'm serious. He's got a delicious sandwich shop that people enjoy, that make people happy.
Okay.
He's funny enough to be around everyone and do whatever he wants to do comedically.
Yeah.
And that's the end of his responsibilities. Besides,
dude, you know how low you set the bar? Dude, you went from Joe Rogan to Joe DeRosa.
I know, but like to be Joe, the amount of shit.
No offense,
that I have to,
Joe. But listen,
the things I would have to do to be Joe Rogan, I couldn't, the list alone, I'm already tired. DeRosa? I'm like two alleys away from DeRosa. I can get there in 2 seconds, no problem. And that feels feels attainable.
Yeah, you get a small business loan.
So now in my mind, I have to make that like a beautiful place to go.
You get a small business loan.
That's what
and
I
you do a podcast with a more famous comedian.
That's right. That's all anyone wants nowadays.
I'm in.
Bro,
I'm in.
I would be more than happy.
Let's fucking do it. Let's open up a fucking sandwich shop.
How great would that be to get a couple $1,000 in a month just from making sandwiches for people? And you get to decide the different sandwiches every month.
Here's the problem.
We're not going to make that money.
No, he called me up one morning.
He's crying.
And he's like, dude, I got to go put a roast in the oven.
Yeah.
It was 9:30. On a Saturday. He's like, I got to go put a roast in the oven. Fuck you, Mr. Renazzisi.
I know.
I'm done.
Yeah.
No. Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, but you have to fight that shit.
Why?
Joe, why?
So I'm supposed to still fight to be a winner is what you're telling me.
You won.
I won already.
You already won.
Yeah.
You won. The thing that we keep forgetting is that we already won.
That's why I don't want to keep fighting.
But you don't have to fight. Who are you fighting?
I feel like everything now is a competition to the get. Like, how's your YouTube channel and this, and you got to get that, and you're taking the right creatine shot.
No.
Your brain. It's like, I don't know. Like, I can't wrap my head around all this. I just want it to be funny.
You won.
And then that's it. Tap out.
But you won. Yeah. We already won, dude. You won. Listen, let me tell you something. I've heard...
This DeRosa thing is throwing you off, huh?
No.
You're like, look, we got to have an intervention.
Dude, no.
If DeRosa is his hero, this is a fucking serious problem. I'm glad you came on tonight, Steve.
Dude, DeRosa. You... No.
I did win.
Listen, you won. I've won. We won. Look it. You have a house.
Yes.
You got a wife.
Yes.
You got a kid.
Couple.
You got a dog.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, listen. Do you have the things in your life that you wanted?
Yes.
But is it the exact house you wanted?
No.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Whatever. Right.
Close enough.
It's not the thing you saw. Oh, I'm gonna have a house all glass.
Yeah.
Overlooking Los Angeles.
Yeah.
With an infinity. No, you didn't get that, but you got a nice house.
Yeah, beautiful.
It keeps everybody warm.
Everyone's safe.
No rain gets in.
Nothing.
You won.
Yeah.
I won. You know, 2 years ago. Is I was sitting there and I was during COVID,
mm-hmm.
lost everything, all of it gone in a night. Everything was so like bing, bing. I was, everything was kicking it. And then it was all gone. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. And then I had no money and I had to do Patreon. I had to learn to turn a fucking shed into a studio. I had all this shit. And I was doing shows 7 days a week, podcasting, trying to make enough money just to put, you know, keep the lights on, right?
Yeah.
And then in the middle of that, I was talking to my wife, and we had this loan that we took out on the house to do something else, and we had a chunk of money. I go, we should buy a tiny house. She was like, I always want to do it. Let's do it. Why are we waiting? Let's fucking get it and fuck it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
If you do it, you'll get there, right?
Yep.
I was like, what are we going to wait for me to become who? Who? Who am I supposed to...
Yeah, what's
the level of fame
that's
am I supposed
enough.
To become? The universe, I have the money.
Yeah.
It's not... I don't have $10 million in the bank. I don't even have a half a mil in the bank
mm-hmm.
to be able to just do this outright, to go and do it, but the universe gave me the money. It's right there. It's a loan. It's a little different, but it's right there.
Yeah.
Fucking do it. What am I waiting for? To become Joe Rogan? To become Billy Burr? To become fucking Joe DeRosa?
Dude.
It's like I won.
Yeah.
I'm winning. It's over. The game is over. I won because I do what I love to fucking do as a job.
Yeah.
That is the game for me, is to better yourself as much as you can during your life.
Yeah.
You shouldn't accept unacceptable shit in your life. You should try. Look, do I have abs? No. Am I still a fucking food addict? Yes. Am I recovering alcoholic?
What?
Fuck yes. I'm all this shit, right? Do I still abuse myself when good things happen? Yes. When bad things, when I get depressed, do I want to fucking hurt myself? Yes. Do I want to eat and shovel food? All this shit stuff, but I constantly try to change and become better, right? And then, but everything else, I won.
Yeah.
I could live in a smaller house.
And still be winning.
And still be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at my kid, you know what I mean? I'll be like, dude, you want this? Like, there was this gold chain. He's like, Dad, I want, it was like Miami thing. It was $1,000. And he was putting on, he's like, dude, I want, Dad, I want that. I want this gold chain. And I was like, okay. And then I saw a little tiny thin one over there. I go, dude, look at this one. It sparkled a little more. I go, look how much it sparkles. I want that one. He doesn't give a fuck about anything except me.
Yeah.
I give a fuck about all the other shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
I have that. I'm very lucky in that department. I really am.
And it's just tough too because we've tasted it.
Yeah.
We've tasted it. You've tasted it.
Yeah, but I don't really I don't miss it. It's not like a thing where I'm like, oh God, I miss fucking going to like parties and shit with people that like, you know, weren't really my friends or, you know what I'm saying? Like that stuff, all that stuff that goes along with it is all, I didn't really enjoy any of that. I never was like, oh, I got to get a publicist so I can get into this party or that party. None of that shit ever interests me.
Yeah, I never got into that too. And some, you know.
To probably my own detriment. Like, that's how you become bigger. You network and shit. Like, I'm terrible at all that
stuff. I'm terrible at networking.
It's the first time I've done your podcast. We've known each other for 15 years.
I know.
Because it's like, you know, just I'm terrible at like asking or talking or network and that kind of shit. If I see you, it's like I feel like I'm bothering you by being like, hey,
dude,
I'd love to come on the pod. It's like, you know.
I feel the same way.
So what? Yeah.
I was a week and a half with Don Gavin,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest Boston comics to ever live. And I was afraid to ask him to do I literally have microphones that are this big. I can literally just stick on him and it goes into my phone. And I could have had an amazing podcast with the legend in Aruba.
Yep.
That would have been epic for the, and I was too, there was something inside of me that was like, oh, don't do it. And then
it might have been the right move, dude. You might have bothered him. You might have been like, put him off. You might, whatever.
I should have.
I'm not saying you did or would have, but it could have.
I'll give you a better example. Ready? And you won't be able to defend this one the way you just did.
All right.
The way you just made.
I'm trying to.
It was a good defense. Okay. I liked it. It was good.
Trying to make it feel good.
It was good. A week before Patrice died, he was supposed to do my podcast.
And what did he?
And he wound up doing Jay Moore's. And I called him up. I go, what the fuck, dude? He goes, yo, stupid, you were supposed to call me, and you never did. I'll do your podcast, and you never did.
I know.
And I was like, what the fuck you do? Here's, you know, he called me.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I know.
You said you were going to call me. You didn't call. And I was like, I want you to do it. And he's like, all right, stupid. And then he died.
I dreamed of getting to the point where you are big enough that you have a booker. That way I don't have to ask. That way somebody else just does it for me, you know?
Yeah, it's I don't know. We got fucking. I got real serious too. I started preaching to you.
No, it's good though. I needed it for a minute because I mean, look, let me tell you. Now that I've thought about it, DeRose is not where I want to end up. You know, it's like the more distance I have from the thought, I'm saying to myself, he's probably going to be psyched if he hears this. And that's not like what you want. You're the person you're looking up to be like, oh shit, he likes me. Like, you know, like that person shouldn't affect him at all. But I love Joe. And I would be happy if I was Joe.
All right. Here comes the fucking, here comes the nice guy. No, yeah, I hear you. I love Joe too, but fuck that. yeah, I don't want to fucking do that. I know what I want to do. I wouldn't mind doing acting. I love acting, dude. And I even like the auditioning part sucks.
Yeah.
But the challenge of it, I kind of like. I love failing. I failed so much at auditioning. Dude, I actually failed. One time I remember they were making fun of me, and they didn't know I used the bathroom, and I was walking by. And I was like, hey, guys, I'm still here. They were like, Sorry.
Oh, dude, I forgot like my sunglasses in the fucking room one time. I can't come back and you hear the one guy go
like, oh, no.
You know, like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I gotta come back. And
yeah, that part of it sucks.
Oh my
but
god.
But I have to disagree with you on one thing.
What?
I love fame.
Really? Like being
look, let me tell you something, buddy. And anybody who says Look, I don't want to be famous.
Okay.
I
want to
be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I chose funny.
Yep.
Which has been bad for me.
Yeah.
I chose funny people. I've chose funny, and I should have went another angle.
Mm-hmm.
I should have stayed in shape and got a people and got a catchphrase. I would be huge right now.
Yep.
If I had done what I think the industry wanted me to do at the time, I could have made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I decided to go to New York and try to be as funny as I can and dig deep, fucking loser I am. And but when we were on FX and they would fly you first class.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And they would bring you in the hotel and then you go on set and the people would be like, Mr. Kelly, and you would just get all the stuff and people would give you things.
It's such a great life.
Dude, it is a fuck. I wish everybody could be famous
for a little bit.
Like 2 months.
But that part of it, yeah.
That part of just the, you know, I'm such a piece of shit, dude. I've been trying to be accepted my whole life. This is what I do.
Yeah.
This is why I do comedy.
Yep. And
the instant gratification.
And now you
30
have
seconds.
To accept me. Because my name's number 3 on the call.
Oh, you're number 3?
Whatever, I don't
six.
Know. I think we went in alphabetical order.
Oh, I fucking love, I would it love was, to be, oh, I saw number 1.
Fuck.
Oh, imagine being number 1.
Number 1 on the call sheet, dude.
Oh, I was number 1 once, and it never made it.
I mean, but it's also like, if you know nothing beyond that, I mean, how are you ever a normal person?
Oh, those people are fucking, Aquaman's ever. A lunatic.
Oh my God.
Aquaman's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp is just fucking, you know, I feel bad for them because they don't understand.
Eddie Murphy wears a new pair of underwear every day.
That's so awesome.
Dude, he
does
literally,
he really?
In his trailer, is a new underwear, like, he has throwaway clothes. Like, his underwear, those are throwaways. He throws them away.
I would do that.
Takes off his underwear and throws them in
that.
Their socks.
I should do that.
Yeah.
Because of my farts and the way my balls smell.
Yeah, dude. That 12 hours in that.
That should be.
That's enough.
I should be doing that. My fucking dick stinks. If I was cheating on my wife, I would have to say, give me a second. I got to go take a shower and wash. I want to wash my penis for you because it smells like a pond. Just
hot. Murky.
But, dude, really, man.
Dude, that's
famous.
I mean, yeah. And so
that type of shit. When people and people treat you. I mean, look, I've been looking for that all the time. My whole life. I've been looking for people to accept me and treat me good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been treated like shit a lot. And then to go on a show and all of a sudden, hi, Mr. Kelly, how are you? How's it going? Hey, yeah, sure. Do you want? Yes. Oh, look, we got this for you and this is you. And would you like to? I mean, dude, all that shit was so
you have
awesome.
Portion of your fan base that you like, I don't know how to say this, don't really appreciate that much.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Like, I think there's like, I think most famous people or have a like a certain sect of their fan base that they're like, they'd rather not be around. I think it's mostly for me, it's like the real football bros who are like, set my lineup for me. Like, I imagine for Rogan, it's
the
UFC dudes who are just like fucking all, you know, crazy and they want, like, there's a certain action of it, and I use Cameo for. It's like, you know, like you want like me to set your lineup, there's no problem, dude. Just Cam right over there. That's where you go.
Right.
You know, it's
$50.
Yeah, and I'll
are you
no
50
problem.
Or 100?
125.
What?
Yeah, bro.
That's when you know you're more famous than me. You still have my football fame dwindled down to 50, and they keep emailing me going, "Do you want to cut it in half?"
Dude, I was pissed when OJ came on Cameo or Twitter, because I was like, he's going to cut into my money. They were talking about putting him on Cameo because fantasy football money is like, it's Rappaport and I'm up there.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because it's like people want me to set their lineups or talk trash because of the
fame. Because I want to talk about this fantasy football thing. The other thing about fame, too, is that I hate, you know, people are famous people tend to treat other people like shit. But
yeah,
them, you know what I mean? Which is
yes,
fucking that bothers me. I hate
ladder,
those,
dude. Yeah. That's ladder climbing, and we can't talk.
Stir the fucking honey next time, okay? I just got all honey. It was tea with no honey, and now it's all fucking honey. I don't drink. If I wanted just honey, I'd say get honey. What are you saying?
I'm sorry, Bobby. You got to go through that.
It's all right, man. It's
all honey, dude. And you wanted tea and honey. It's like nobody fucking listens.
Nobody listens. And push the button on the show.
We started already.
I don't know how long we're doing. Anyways, I don't like people who treat people like beneath
like
them
like
not yeah
normal regular
I mean,
people.
Fame is fucking fame, but
yeah,
fucking cocksucker.
I think I'll never have it again.
Dude, you gave up. Ren is easy.
It's over, dude.
You know, don't stop the universe. Stop it. Say it in the universe. The walls of lack and delay now crumble away. I now fulfill my destiny.
Bobby.
Say it.
Bobby, listen to me.
The walls of lack and delay
unless
now crumble away.
I
now fulfill.
Unless Mark Duplass or Nick Kroll make a show where they want to put me on it, my career on the film and television side is over.
My destiny. You want to stop. You.
The writing is on the wall, Bobby.
Dude, the writing. You're painting it. You're doing it.
Look, dude, I'm a realist.
You're not, dude.
You're me, DeRosa.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Brother, listen to me.
I'm going to be fine.
Listen, you
can't.
But it's
not. I had my moment, and that.
You know. Oh, my God. Wow. Renazizi. Your fucking. Your moment. Oh, my God. You don't have friends.
No, I got plenty of friends.
Dude, you can't. Here. Okay. You ready?
Here we go.
It may not be. It was my. Did you listen?
No,
to
I understood.
Did you hear my tiny house theory?
No, and I understood. Yes, I know. I
didn't have the money to do it.
Yeah.
But I had the money to
yes.
do it. I didn't have the money the way I wanted it.
Yeah.
Being famous and rich, I had the money from taking a mortgage out on my house, whatever the equity loan out.
Yep.
And I had the money.
And
I wanted to make millions on fucking blah 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 and buy it outright.
Yep.
I couldn't. I had the money. I still owe money. I owe a ton of money to the fucking contractor. So I had to do it this way.
Yep.
But it was there.
Yes. And what I'm saying is yep. I'm not saying it in a way of like it's over. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm saying like I no longer look for happiness in that part of me because I don't think it's going to happen anymore. I find happiness in other areas of my life now.
Okay, like what?
Like you know, my family. I really like. Truly enjoy hanging out with them and doing shit with them.
Right.
And you know, you know how it is being on set like 12, 14 hours a day.
I love it. I love it.
I would love to do it again for like a guest star for like, you know.
I would do it. I'm going to get on the show. I want a cop show.
Yeah.
I want to be a cop. I want to be the lieutenant. I just want to be like, you know, beat on my desk. Hey, make sure you go pick him up. What?
Yeah.
I told you to knock it off. Put your badge and your gun and go. Suspended. 3 days. Anyways, Murphy, get in here.
Look at that.
Look at that. Was great.
And that's 2 days a week
great.
Of work.
Huh?
2 days a week of work.
2 days a week, but I walk in with a quote.
Yep, you walk in with and you're and you
bump
know.
That. Oh, dude.
The quote.
I mean, dude, I want to work again. I love fucking being on a set.
Me too. I love
having my trailer.
You know what it is though? I don't know how I grew up like blue collar. Like I yes. watch people go to work.
Yes, me
so, like,
too.
Nobody understands that I like what I do. Like my friends think it's fucking. But they're like, "What do you? You don't do anything." They think I have like an OnlyFans page. Like they don't know how like money work. Like how I make money at all. Like
right.
they understand telling jokes and stuff like that. Right. But like, I miss going to a that. That's
yeah.
what I want. Like I want to go to like a job and go.
Dude.
Know who the fucking I know the grips. I know the fucking the catering guys.
Yeah, the thing about
those
this,
are the people I become friends with more than anybody else. I miss
do,
that.
Yes, the grips. Yeah,
yeah.
The
breaking
AD,
their balls.
The PAs,
holy shit!
Yeah.
You see what fucking Phil's wearing today? God Almighty!
I'm the same way, dude. I was the mayor of the set.
Yes,
I had. They called it what was it? Cafe Bobby or something. I had an Nespresso machine, and when people were having a hard time, they would come to me and I'd make them a cappuccino.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they would come up, can I get a cappuccino? I just got yelled at for something. Yeah, yeah, it's a cappuccino.
I love the gossip. I love going to the makeup trailer and listening to them yap it
up. Dude,
there's really nothing. I mean, like,
there's nothing better than being on a show. And when you, and especially like when you're on a show that
you're proud of. Yes, that's the other
fuck thing. Proud of. Have you? Give a fuck.
You don't think like you, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference to me to go like, at least I was proud of it. And I
what
think people
show,
are genuinely like,
what
happy
show? I don't, that's some LA shit you're saying. What? That's some actor shit you picked up. Dude, I mean, what show would you not be proud of?
I mean,
what were you, what show? Tell me what show you wouldn't be
dude,
proud of.
Dude, there's some bad shows out there.
Tell me what.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you, dude, I don't give a fuck. What show would you not be proud of?
Dude, I don't know if. I'm trying to think of one right now that I'm like, if I could. I'm...
There's not one. Dude,
there is one.
There's take a show. Tell me the show on TV you wouldn't be proud of.
Okay. I got.
They're not going to listen to this.
There's a, that Tim Allen show, did you ever watch it?
I'd be very proud.
I knew you were going to say that.
Conservative, good
bro,
man.
I watched like a lot of the episodes. I mean, it's like, I don't know how you can go around and be like.
I would be scared to be on it because I don't know how to do that type of sitcom shit. Mm-hmm. I know how to do one camera stuff. I know how to act.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to do it. Me too. I like to do that. Yeah. But like that whole bring it out in front of a live studio
audience.
Yeah,
that was scary. Like I'm doing a play.
Yes, in front of material that you know is not the, you know, it's like I got
to you have to learn
work.
How to do it.
Yeah.
It's like a play. I remember when I did Four Dogs and a Bone in Boston at the BCA.
Uh-huh.
Being a comic, I'm always trying to get the laugh. So even with people, I had to learn how to be him funny, how he, I had to learn his funny.
Yes.
Without doing my funny.
Without, yeah.
I tried to do my funny first. I had to get his laughs first and then add me to it.
Well, they probably saw that you were funny and they go, well, he'll learn how to be this guy funny. He's you can't teach anyone how to be funny.
Well,
I'm
they
sorry.
Thought that, but my guy yelled at in between literally scenes. The director grabbed me by the lapel and went, stop stepping on fucking people's laughs.
Yeah.
Like during the play, shook me up. Should have never done that.
Yeah,
but
that's
he
not
did
a good way
it.
To
oh, it was
direct
fucking
someone.
Terrible.
Fuck.
I was like, I wanted to hit him.
Yeah.
I was going to punch him.
Yeah.
I was going to fucking just punch him and walk out. But,
no, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you. It's
name
nice feeling when someone's like, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Name they a show know. That you wouldn't be on right now.
I'm looking at, okay. Oh, fuck.
You can't.
I'm thinking of this. This is Ghosts on CBS about fucking people that see ghosts and they're detectives, dude?
Yeah, I'll be on it. I'll be on it. I'd love to be on that show and be like, the apparition showed up at 3:45, and on the camera, we caught this one thing. Check this out. Tell me what you see.
Bobby.
What? I'll fucking do it.
But your fan base that watches this and they're not watching that. So it's like you're not gaining
thank
any fans.
No,
you're just gaining money.
I'll keep the same amount of fans, and then I'll gain those fans that will see me at Comic-Con signing ghost posters.
Dude, CBS shows, like my mom watches those shows.
Yeah, I love your mom. I'd love to have your mom come up to me and be like, big fan. You know, we do a show together. Your mom wants an autograph from me because she loves.
I know
she loves me on Ghosts.
Jesus Christ, dude! I mean, I'm happy that it was something. But again,
I know what you're saying. Look, I loved that it was. I was Leary and Apostle and all those guys and John Corbett and all the people that were on it was great. Absolutely, I loved that I was Louis. I mean, dude, it was the best acting I've ever done. Was
I know,
Louis.
But what I'm saying is, when you read that stuff, you get that material, and then you get some of this other stuff. You're like. I mean, it doesn't make you go, fuck, I don't want to do this.
Dude, I was going to be on a show called Adrenaline Run from the creator of A-Team and Hunter on a channel that had a hit show called 18 Wheels of Justice. I don't give a fuck. Do you understand
Bobby,
me?
Let me tell you how I knew.
When I auditioned for 18 Wheels of Justice, and I was almost got it, and I was very psyched.
One of the last things one of the last things I remember going out reading for was they were doing... Magnum PI again. They were
I'll
doing their reboot,
do
right?
It, yeah.
So they were like, "We'd like you to come in and read." CBS wants you to come in and read. I go, "For real?" I'm like, "I'm a huge Magnum PI fan. I'd love to read from Magnum.
I love
and
Magnum."
My dad
PI.
Was like, "You're not reading for Magnum, you fucking loser."
Why?
They go, "You're reading for fucking Rick, the best friend. You know the side."
Yes.
I go, "Perfect,
perfect."
I get my Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah, you'd be great.
Yuck it up, dude. Kill it, right?
Yeah.
High fiving. We're testing on Monday.
Yeah.
My manager calls me. No problem. Blah blah blah. Don't worry about it. They're gonna talk about testing you on Monday. We'll start for him. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, like one person just goes, One person goes, oh, are we really going to have the guy, the 9/11 guy, play a former Navy SEAL? And then all of a sudden, just no one ever calls, no one, and you don't ever hear anything about it ever again.
This business sucks.
So I'm not saying that's, but what I'm saying is, like, that's what I'm now going against. So it's like, I understand that, but it's the reason why I have lost a lot of, like, faith in that a part of me.
Yes, I know, but that's, here's the thing with that shit.
Even though that, to my point, was like, I would have done that. Like, that's like probably the line of like, yeah, I would have gone to Hawaii.
But that's the type of shit you're done with.
Even though it's not my,
but that's the shit.
Yes,
you're not done. You'll be on it. You'd love to be on a show.
Of course. Yes,
it's not you'll be, but it's like I don't want to deal with that.
I don't want to walk all the way to and with the horse and the carriage and set everything up just to be told like, yeah, this.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking do it. Get there and have some lady come up and say some shit about some bullshit that you've already dealt with. It's done and over.
Yes.
You said what you had to say. That's what sucks about, I feel like, the thing that sucks about this fucking social media, the internet, is that nothing can go away anymore.
No, nothing goes away anymore.
And it bothers me. Like,
it goes away, but it's always there.
But there's still...
And someone can always find it when they want to.
Yes, they're still bringing up Louis shit.
I'm sure.
It's like, are you guys fucking? Are you gonna be done with it? Like,
there is no.
Then bring up shit when I was I robbed people when I was 13.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Imagine if I had a still. Here's the problem: is that you're a success story.
Mm-hmm.
I was a criminal. I hurt people. I physically hurt people. I did bad shit to people. I got drunk, and me and my friends wreaked terror on fucking neighborhoods. And we robbed and stole and fucking hurt people. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
And I went to jail for it of 3 times. But they forgave me.
Yeah.
I went and I fucking did my thing, and I said, all right, I know what the fuck was, and here you go, and we moved the fuck on.
There's no sentences in the court of public opinion.
It's... Un-fucking-believable.
Can't serve one.
I hate them.
Yeah, that. But going back, like, I miss going to sets, and I hopefully will have to have the opportunity to do it again. It's just gonna take a special circumstance.
I'm gonna get you on a set.
I appreciate you're that, dude. Let's do a fucking cop show together.
You're gonna play my
You know?
Yeah, you're gonna play my my partner.
I mean, yeah. I've done stuff in the last couple of years.
Ari
like,
will be
enthusiasm.
The Ari. I'm the partner. That I got a year left and I'm out.
You know, Ari and I sold a show to FX.
To when?
This was like when it was on the league.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What was it?
The whole, it was called Recovered. It was pretty good. It was about two drug addicts who.
Oh, that's good. You guys are both still drug addicts. Oh, that's
during
good.
During the day.
Would have been great. One of you dies on the off season.
We're trying to stay sober in half the show and we're drunk and doing drugs in the other half of the show. But yeah, no, it was great. I loved FX, but like I said, I love going to sets. I like doing that. I enjoy going to work.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a purpose then.
Because yeah, you're fucking blue collar.
But right. You know, whatever. It's like, you know, that's not my choice anymore.
Well, it's not your choice, but it is. I think it is. It's like you sold a show once, you could sell another show.
Sure.
You know, you just got to find that thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Patrice used to say, this people think that this is a roller coaster that you go up and you never come down. And it's not that case. You go way the fuck up, and you come. Everybody goes down. Everybody goes. Jason Momoa is getting a divorce.
Yeah.
The happiest, hippiest, oh my God, mm-hmm. little family in the world. The guy fucked the chick from Aquawoman who fucked, took Johnny Depp to court. We're all come the fuck down off of this shit. You know? It's like you can get back on the ride quicker. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it helps.
But, like, you know, you get an easy pass.
Yeah. I haven't helped myself in the last couple of years, but, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like, you know, I could be doing more self-promotion and stuff like that. But
yeah. How old are your kids?
My kids are 12. Well, just turned 13 and 9. So.
Yeah, it's just like. Dude, 9? 13 and 9? Dude, I'm fucking exhausted. People don't get this. This business is a young man's game.
Yeah.
And then you throw a kid in there. You threw a fucking...
I drove my kids to school this morning at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, dude. I fucking woke up. My kid woke me up at 7. Dad!
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, you don't understand. I woke up at 4 in the morning fearing my life and your life. I had to pray to God for a half hour and meditate so that the fear of fucking everything crumbling down and me getting canceled. And then I just went to bed at 6 and you're going, Dad, at 7 because you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I got to push that aside and go, what's up? All right, let's go have breakfast. Yeah. Pick him up from school.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I know.
It's look, man, we're not, it's funny too because we're not, if famous people bug me. Rich, famous people bug me because it's hard being a parent. You're not
doing it.
You're not fucking Winzippy from Haiti is doing whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Juanita, whoever the fuck.
I'm in the pickup line, standing outside the school talking to the other parents.
Yeah.
Learning about who these fucking animals are that my kids are going to school with.
You go to the Upper West Side in the park and watch how many Haitian nannies are walking around with crystal white babies.
Oh, but everybody, you know, claims that they all want to raise the next fucking perfect person.
Fuck. I got a night nurse. Suck my dick. Me and my wife were waking up in the middle of the night to heat up a bottle in this thing. So the baby, we found out it was allergic to all the formula. We had to get the right formula, then the gas.
At 3 in the morning when you make your best decisions.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's a weird business, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. Dude,
I'm glad you like acting, too. I mean, Ari shits all over me about it. He's like, what do you want to go back to that for? Because like, it's not something he was ever interested in. But to me.
And he's a good actor.
Yeah, he can do a good job. He's a good sketch actor.
Oh, geez,
like we took acting class together.
Right? You just basically say he stinks.
I wouldn't like cast him in a real dramatic role.
Oh, really?
You might lose him. I think you get him for like if you need like 15 seconds of rage and like, but like over the course of a whole movie, you're gonna see him lose it at some. There's gonna be a scene. And you're gonna be like, what the fuck was this guy thinking in the middle of this? His accent will change or something, but. Yeah, he doesn't give a. It's not like he doesn't. Yeah. He works alone. He's like, where do you want to go? What do you want to be at? He doesn't want bosses. So he thinks when you act, you have bosses. And you do. You've got directors and producers and fucking networks, whatever. But, you know, for the most part, everybody wants you to win.
What I love about Ari, though, the one thing is that I've always. He does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So if you're going by that code, you can't tell me what to do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Because I do what I want to do.
Yeah. He would never work on a television sitcom where he didn't get to make the hours and stuff like that.
I would fucking do that in a second. I would love to be back on TV. That's why I love New York, because in New York, you know, there's a lot of shooting on the streets. And
yeah. I've never really shot in New York.
Oh, New York's the best. I did the Law and Orders, and I did the 2-2 with... CBS. I mean, it's just great. I mean, you're on location, on the street, you shoot, you got to be quick because you only have the spot for a little bit.
Yep.
And then they have some studio shit out in Queens. So I loved it. I loved waking up. I would go to the set way early.
Me too.
I would go early and go in my dressing room, take a nap, get some food.
Yes.
Fucking smoke a bat. And get ready. I wouldn't have to be on set till fucking 12. I'd be there at 6 in the morning.
It really is a nice sort of. They take care of you. The comfort level that they, you know, they make sure you're in a, you know, a good spot. You're fed, this and that. Everything you have, everything you need.
Did you have any controversy on the league?
What do you mean controversy?
Like on our show. Okay, like.
You mean amongst ourselves?
I remember I had to learn how to play the drums, right?
Okay.
And they were having band rehearsals because John Corbett could play
the guitar.
Leary could sang the songs, actually sang the songs. And I was learning drums. So I got a drum teacher. I got all the shit. And I had to go meet them in Brooklyn at rush hour for a rehearsal. And I showed up and they rehearsed without me and were leaving. And I showed up and I'm like, where are you going? Like, yeah. It was John Corbett, who's, you know, fucking Sex and the City. I love him. And Johnny Ailes, these two actors. They've been in a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we're leaving. And it kind of blew me off. And I'm from Boston. I'm not I love acting.
Yeah.
But I'm Bob Kelly first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got out of the car and fucking threw my drumsticks at him. I was like, you fucking cocksuckers. I just spent 2 hours in traffic trying to get to Brooklyn. I could have been home with my fucking son and wife. And I'm fucking busting my balls. And they were like, whoa.
Really? Yeah.
Like, hey, we're sorry, man. I'm like, yeah, you should be fucking sorry. I snapped on him again, too. He said something. They were talking during my scene. I could hear them in the back giggling. And I went in the back. I go, shut the fuck up. I go, I'm trying to do this fucking scene. I can't get the word right. I'm getting yelled at by Dennis. And you cocksuckers are whispering, giggling back here like some schoolgirls.
No, we never. No. We never had any of that stuff. Because
never?
Because we improvised the show, so we never knew what anyone else was going to say, which was fun. But also, like, we shot so quickly and so much that really, like, we were just like, we never had time to get on each other's fucking nerves.
Really? Never like, any fights?
No, never.
That's
not
good?
No. I mean...
Who was the guy who created it?
This couple, a married couple, Jackie Schaefer and Jeff Schaefer. Jeff Schaefer was one of the... He graduated Harvard, got a job writing with his partner Dave Mandel on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And then I think when Larry left the show, they sort of kind of took a more leadership role in the writing room.
Right.
And as soon as they left there, they went over to Curb and started Curb with Larry.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Wow. So that's how, you know, and then after like year 7 or 8, him and his wife came up with this idea. They sold that show.
Yeah.
Bingo. And, you know, that's how it kind of worked for us. But yeah, we never really had, I think it's because the six of us came in at the same level. You know, like we were all sort of like we all got paid the same amount of money. We all
did change or just stayed that way for
never stayed the
years.
Same the entire time. So like we always knew right. There was never any like, I wonder what he's making, I wonder what they're doing or whatever. It was like we all very upfront with each other.
Yeah.
And so I mean the only like I worked probably most hours on the show because I was in like, you know, pretty much every scene.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would build up resentment. Nick would have like 4 days off in a row. And I'm like, you know,
why?
You know, just because his character wasn't in those scenes. We were shooting other shit.
I watched the show, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not watch every season.
Oh, of course.
I watched it. I didn't do the same thing, but I don't do that. Like, I watched The Wire 6 years after it was on.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched Breaking Bad during COVID.
Really?
I never saw an episode.
How funny.
Billy, DeRosa, all these people were in it. I never watched it. I think I want to start watching Always Sunny and The League.
Well, I mean, Always Sunny's, it's 15 years and they're still fucking very, very, very funny. I remember when we got there, they were like kind of like year 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And some of our premieres, season 1 and 2, we would do them together.
Yeah.
Ours would be funnier. Our episode would be funnier than them, get much bigger laughs.
Yeah.
And you can see they were like, oh shit. And then they just fucking turned it on like, they were like, we'll show you. And they just got better and better and better and better every year.
I remember.
There's a lot of fucking Always Sunnies.
Dude, I was at their upfronts at that hotel and they were walking down with Danny.
Yeah.
And I'm like second year on the show. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they were just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew about sex drugs.
Yeah. When we got there, they were like psyched that there was another half hour that they can pair it up with. But they weren't like overly friendly, because then they told us, they were like, most shows don't hang around, so it's like,
yeah,
you're gone after a year.
Oh boy, I wish they told me that, because that's great though. You got 7 years.
Yeah,
man.
7 years.
7 fucking years.
Yeah.
What a dream.
Dream.
7 years.
I'd do it again, dude. If it was another good, funny show, or what?
You'd do it again if it was
any
a
show,
mediocre show. We've already established this. We're going to write a mediocre show.
Bobby's like, we're not writing anything great. We're going to write something
our
mediocre.
Our show's going to be Ari's going to be in it. He stinks.
Dude, and talk about cancel. We're going to have some issues trying to get through fucking networks.
It's sad.
Between me and Ari.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'll be fine, though, dude. Fuck all that shit. Who cares?
I really don't anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucking rap, dude. Look at you getting fucking tweaky. All right, listen. I want to talk to you about something. This is fucking nuts. We're going to go into an extra half hour for Patreon only.
Yeah.
We're going to promote you a little bit right now. You got shows coming up?
I got I mean, is this coming out when?
It's coming out Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Sunday, all right. Yeah, so I'm going to Charlotte this weekend, but no, after that, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Oh, Captain Brian.
Captain Brian. I haven't seen him in like 5 or 6 years, I think.
He just texted me, hey, you want to work the club?
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, call my agent. I don't fucking do that. I'm not negotiating with you.
Yeah, Mark Grossman does that to me sometimes from Helium. What do you, have you done the Naples club? I only did it when it was on Marco Island.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Okay.
I guess this room's way better.
Yeah,
I did
that's
this
what
room.
I've heard.
I did this room. It's still a fish restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
But it's way better. Marco Island was a tough room.
Yeah.
This one's great. It's fine. Yeah, it's great.
All right, good.
Good time. I haven't done it in years. I do McCurdy's.
Okay.
And Versani's. Have you done Versani's?
No.
Vasani's is great.
Really? Is it a weekend thing or is it a...
Yeah, it's a fucking club right down there.
Really?
Yeah, you got Side Splitters, which I've been with for fucking ever.
In Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah,
and then you're going down to Sarasota to McCurdy's, which
I've done that one.
Les McCurdy's. It's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Port Charlotte, which is Vasani's, which is fucking awesome.
Awesome. I'll have to do that fucking run next time.
All those clubs. I mean, you got four amazing clubs with, you know, off the hook.
I moved back to Long Island this year, and I was in LA for 20 years, and I'm not, the cold is like, I was like, fuck, it's hitting me harder than it ever has before. I'm like, it's shit. Tough. So I got to find some excuses. I'm going to book a lot of Florida shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm depressed.
February. Really?
But here's the thing is when I'm honest about it, when I'm like, oh, I'm depressed today because it's freezing out. I haven't been on stage doing an hour in a month because I was on vacation in Aruba, and I feel worthless. I literally was in bed the other night going, I forgot how to be funny. I forgot how to write a joke. And then I just was like, dude, you're depressed. It's cold. It's fucking, you haven't got laid by your chick in a while because you had a fucking kid in the room. You know what I mean?
Dude, you had one room for the hotel?
One room. You know, they went out one day and I jerked off real quick, but I felt like a pervert.
I got into an argument with my wife one time because I grabbed her she was in the bathroom and I grabbed her. She goes, what are you doing? I go, this is where we have to do it. I go, they're out there. She goes, you can't touch me like that. I go, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I'm spending fucking $300 a night for a room I can't fucking. This is crazy to me, Trey. This is nuts. Dude.
It's a fucked up time of life for us because we chose to have kids later.
Yeah.
We chose to work our asses off. Fuck comedy.
Yeah.
And show business was our fucking. Yeah.
They're in high school, college now.
And they're enjoying their lives. They're fucking away.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was in a hotel room with him. I was on the pullout sofa, dude.
What?
Dude.
He wanted to sleep with his mom.
He slept in the bed. We all fell asleep in the bed, but I couldn't. My kid's going to be big. Maximus is a big kid. He's rolling over, kicking me. I was on the bed. No, I couldn't get anything, couldn't do anything. Now that he's home, I mean, he has to go away for the night. And when he goes away for the night, conveniently, my wife gets tired and goes to bed. I mean, I would have to sexually assault my wife to get laid right now. I would have to hold her down and hold her mouth and go, shut the fuck up.
I know. I mean, I can say that I've never gone through with it, but you think about it sometimes. You're like, what? You're driving me nuts here. This is crazy.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, I'm fucking nuts right now. I cranked one out today when he went to lacrosse. And I felt like it's just a piece of shit.
Dude.
And then she texted me during it. I saw the text come up. I'm like, I had to clean up real quick.
Yeah, move that out of the
way. That was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. I love it, but I feel like we should be able to go get jerked off.
Absolutely. Milked.
I feel like we should be able to go. Like, I'm going to go to this place. It's safe. I'm going to get jerked off. Maybe a pinky in the butt. That's it. She's going to wash me on a table shower. She's going to crank one out, and that's it. And
I honestly think my wife would be fine with it if I kind of laid it out to her like that.
Yeah, but here's the only part with me. If I feel like if I tell my wife that, and she goes, yeah, go ahead, do it, and then I'm going to come home, and she's going to be fucking, you know, fucking 3 inches of her tongue's going to be in some chick's vagina, some middle-aged teacher. One of Max's math teachers. And I'm like, what? God. You get jerked off.
Yeah. I don't want any quid. This is just for me. Can I have something for me, please?
Ugh, fuck. And I read all my wife's books. It's all about attacking and cops and vampires and werewolves and just being choked and bitten and licked.
All my wife listens to is like murder podcasts. And
oh, my wife, all her shit is romance novels.
But dude, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fuck me. I'm now at the point where I'm drooling at night. The snoring is not even a thing. The snoring is so bad. It's taking I got the Zipa thing, so that holds the tongue down. But then when I roll over, I'm like a Labrador, dude. It's everywhere. I got rings on the pillow. She wakes up, I have to rip my pillowcases off and shove them under the bed. She goes, "What happened to your pillowcase?" I go, "Oh, I cut my finger, I got blood on it." Meanwhile, it's just a fucking mess, dude. I got dandruff. It's like I am falling apart. And I'm like, I look at myself, I go, "I could never fuck me." And I know why she never really wanted.
Dude, my wife came into the shower, and I turned into the corner. I was embarrassed. I tried to fluff because she came into the shower. I came out of the shower there. My kid walked in. I was naked. He goes, "Dad, me and you have the same pee-pee."
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, "God damn it.
God,
I got a grower, not a shower."
Fuck.
I'm just trying to get a hard on in front of my kid. Dude. Just to prove that I'm the man.
I'll show you who's fucking bigger than you.
I'll show you, you little cocksucker.
Damn, dude.
Anyways, all right, so make sure you check out, what's the website?
What, for my pod, steverenaseasy.com.
Yeah, well, steverenaseasy,
that's where all tickets are and everything like that. For all, I'm going to Denver at the end of March, so.
Comedy Works.
Chick, love that.
She fucking hates me.
Really?
I work there once a year, I love the club, and then she just, and fucking Ari cocksucker Shafir.
What?
I said, find out why. And he never would get back to me. 3 years in a row, he never got back to me.
Really? I'll find out. I'm going there. We're going. We do back-to-back weekends. Him and I have done this for like 12 years. We used to go skiing in between.
I don't know. Something happened, and she fucking said, "Fuck Colleen. Bob Kelly."
Yeah. Really?
I like her, too, but something happened.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That sucks, because I love that place.
I love that place, too, but
yeah,
it is a weird thing, though. They have like 18 comics go up in front of you.
They do where?
Yeah,
downtown?
Yeah, downtown.
I feel like it's two or three. Is it? No,
I don't know, four.
Yeah.
I'm used to, I was there one night, they had like five people go up.
They also like rotate. It's not the same people every night.
No, it's different people every night. And, you know, one dude was like, "Dude, I came down from the mountains. I saw a bobcat today." It's like, "You're a comic? Ugh." Now you're just throwing dudes
Then they
up.
Had that other room now, the bigger room. I've done that once or twice. But yeah, I love going to Denver.
Yeah. I just made it about me. You were like, "Yeah, I'm going to be in Denver." I'm like, "Yeah, but what about me?"
Like, honestly, I need to, plug myself.
What a fucking dick move that was. I apologize.
No, it's fine, dude.
Such a Rich Voss move. She never uses me. Tell her I called her. I sent her an email. I guess this is a maybe.
This is a maybe.
So make sure you check him out. We're going to go to overtime at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. We're going to be talking about this fucking crazy shit I saw. I mean, we're done. They're fucking slowly. They're doing some fucking German shit. Nazi.
What are you talking?
Dude, I'm telling you, the movies you watch now, they're going back in and editing and making it the way they think it should be.
They're taking out stuff and re-editing scenes?
Re-editing shit. Cutting scenes. Cutting racial, whatever they think is right. Dude, we'll talk about it.
Right.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Make sure you go check out Steve when he's going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Florida. I got a lot of fans out there from Florida, so make sure you go check that out. And also make sure you check out, go to my dates, RobertKellyLive.com. I'm at Poughkeepsie in a couple weeks. I'm all over the fucking place. I think Nikki would pull my shit up, but I guess not. Nikki, where am I going to be at?
I'll get it 1 second. Sorry.
Thanks. That's
lost
good.
Wi-Fi.
That's good.
We lost the Wi-Fi.
I know. It's not her fault. But, you know, you can make it their fault. Make them panic. You know what I mean? I like when she gets blotchy.
I'm always blotchy. I have rosacea.
You have what?
I have rosacea.
I got to undo this belt buckle. It's literally in my stomach.
Oh, my God. I see it, dude.
Did you see it?
They didn't mark on you.
Fat fuck I am.
I was doing so good, Steve. That's my problem. I was doing so good 20 weeks without a carb or a sugar.
What?
I lost 36 pounds, and then I went to Aruba, and the drug addict, the scumbag in me, the alcoholic, the lonely child, little fucking asshole that just wants to be on a show and be liked by a PA.
He got piggy?
Dude, I fucking just ate. Dude, I was eating chocolate, Dutch chocolate by the fucking bar.
Fuck.
I mean, dude, I was stuffing my face. And my wife, she just let me. You know, she didn't even say. I remember one night she was like, "Maybe you should stop." I go, "I'm on vacation." She's like, "All right, whatever, fuck. I'm not fucking you, so it doesn't matter."
Oh, yeah, no. I've gained, I'm up to 200 pounds. I haven't been 200 pounds.
Dude, that's my goal weight. So can you please shut your fucking... insanely fucking in shape face.
Dude, it's bad. I from like the 20th to the 30th of 31st of December, I ate nothing but pasta.
Dude, I
like breakfast noodles.
I love it. Dude, this is what a fat fuck I am. I went
lunch linguine.
My wife got quarantined. My wife and kid.
Uh-huh.
We're leaving.
In Aruba?
They got quarantined in Aruba the last couple days, right? I'm with them at the quarantine place, right?
Yeah.
I just said, I asked the lady, can I just please? She goes, yeah, just come, whatever. So I go, I'm in. And I dropped some stuff off. And I left them, and I went and got, I wanted this pizza place I found. I found a pizza place.
In Aruba?
In Aruba that made, dude, I know.
What?
I know. I found it.
Okay.
I found it.
All right. I'm sure you did. I trust you.
The little pepperonis.
Okay. The little guys.
The little ones that
curl up.
That curl up. You yeah. know.
They're like little cups.
The little cups, yeah, of fucking,
cups of oil.
Oh.
You pick it up.
The cups of oil.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, little fucking.
They're like little canisters of
little
joy.
Fatso sippers.
You ever take a
little
fucking
chubby
piece of
shots?
Up, you could dip it into that little.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, the chubby shots. Oh.
I can't believe you found the fucking curly pepperoni.
I found it.
Place in Aruba.
I'm so excited. I go there. As I'm waiting for the pizza, you know what was across? A dumpling place. I ordered four orders of dumplings. Vegetable, pork, chicken, and then fried. And I stuffed my fat face. This is what a piece of, this is what an addict I am.
I learned that from you, though. Bang bangs. I learned how to do that from you guys.
Oh, dude, that bang bang.
Dude, I've done that myself. many times.
It was bad, brother. So I got to get back on it. I'm back on it now, but like last night, I'm starving. And I went home and I had wheat thins and fucking chicken salad.
I know. I ate a good dinner tonight, so I'm like, I have to attempt not to get anything on the way home.
I gotta eat tonight, but I'm going to eat fucking chicken. I'm going to have just chicken.
Okay.
Whatever.
Stick around. It's not over yet. This episode of YKWD is continuing now, exclusively on patreon.com/Robert Kelly. See you there.
I can do what I want.
Listen.
Babe on a plane. Babe, I'll be home in like 10 minutes, yeah. Babe.
I can't read.
He's angry.
Can somebody read these names? Where are these
Scott?
Names?
Scott.
Scott.
Reggie Peterson. Bowie Benson. Craig. Brian just screwed a German kid from the island, tucking it back, and
Brett Amos.
That was long.
Amos? This is very wordy.
Oliver, Nick Guarducci.
Jennifer Bottoms.
Babe, I'll be right out.
Tim. Keep going. Amanda Bergon.
Andrew
Patterson. Max Dutenhofer?
Yeah.
Dutenhofer. I can say that because I'm wearing this sweater.
That sounds so Hitler.
You do look like a kid.
Max Dutenhofer?
Seek one.
Michael Lufkin, throwaway.
Nick DeLuca.
Holly.
Go.
Nick DeLuca. Justin.
Michael Palermo. Justin Marlar. Davey Morrison. Matthew.
Fuck yeah.
Which is going to be the name of my new husband.
Jim Ostermuller.
Ostermule.
Mule.
Fagballs.
Fagballs.
Be like Rosebud Hines.
Victoria
Fagballs.
Rosebud Fagballs.
Rosebud Fagballs.
Rosebud Winthrop. And
Maya
George
Angelou. What?
Brian Benjamin Jones.
All right, well, listen. Oh, your sweater is blinding. Really, it does. It makes me want ribbon candy. I want to thank all the Patreon people. Thank you so much for being a member. All the people that joined this last month, thanks for being new members. Hope you like it. Hope you like this episode. And what else are I going to say? Oh, make sure you go to RobertKellyLive.com. I'm touring. I'm filming my special in March in Tampa. In Tampa. I think it's March or April. I'm filming it in Tampa. I'm very excited about it. So as soon as I find out where, hopefully the next week, I will put the tickets on sale and we'll sell it the fuck out. And I'm very excited about who's producing it and shooting it and directing it. It's going to be great. I'll make that announcement too soon. Anyways, it's going to be awesome. And go to comicwearables.com. 20% off. Use code word ladybugs for your YKWD gear. Go to laughbutton.com. We got all the new fucking podcasts. Talk Cleverly. We got Here's a Scenario with the three... Exactly. What else do I have to say?
That's it. You're good.
Nikki, that's it. You guys, thanks for coming up.
Dude, Steve, thank you. This was
great
blast.
Having you on, man. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.